The Tennessee Star Gill Report with Steve Gill.
And welcome back in for a few final thoughts. Who do you blame when you start thinking about the D.C. swamp? Is it the Democrats or is it the Republicans? Well, it might not surprise you that nearly half of Americans believe that the Republican leadership are the ones responsible for the swamp-like culture in Washington, D.C. Now, actually, they blame both parties, but Republican leadership is getting the same amount of blame as the Democrats, according to a new poll by McLaughlin & Associates. A poll of 1,000 likely voters trying to understand how concerned Americans are about the D.C. swamp and who they attribute it to shows why it remains undrained. Now, they went in to find out, you know, who blames who. Well, 55% of voters and 60% of Republicans are concerned about the swamp, and nearly half of Americans think the GOP leadership is supporting it. 41% of conservatives, 44% of moderates, and 50% of independents believe the GOP leadership supports the swamp. Republicans are going to have problems in primaries because the American people are figuring out that while President Trump may be wanting to drain the swamp, the Republican Party is not helping him to do it. And the American people are sick and tired of it. Now, they're blaming the media. They're blaming the lobbyists. They're blaming the Democratic Party leadership, and they're blaming the Republican Party leadership because they're all responsible. And they're all scratching each other's back. They're all looking out for each other, and nobody is looking out for the American people. That's one of the reasons that pollsters can't understand why Trump remains popular, because the American people get that he is not part of the swamp, that he wants to drain the swamp, but that he's getting no help, certainly from the Democrats, and very little, if any, help from the Republicans. And Republicans continuing to ignore the views of the American people when it comes to draining the swamp will make them pay at the ballot box, both in primaries and in general elections. And that's why you're starting to see even Democrats campaigning around the country against Republicans as the change agents, because those who are in charge of the House and the Senate, the Republican Party, have not made the changes that the American people have expected. Drain the swamp is more than just a phrase. It may be a call to action that Republicans might not like come November. I'm Steve Gill. This is the Gill Report. Go to TennesseeStar.com to find links to the stories we've talked about today, and we'll be back on Monday. You have a great weekend.